So let's review. The Mishnah taught that one that's Naik Suba is Atahe Yasu Bevesi Masazda Manichze Kol Yimei Megram Nasach Bevesi. That if she becomes a widow, she will be supported by his estate and live in his house as long as she remains a widow. The Gemara teaches that a widow will continue receiving this Naik Suba even if Tavua Lihinase Venispaisa, if she accepted a marriage proposal, Zinsa, she strayed, Kichlo Pirkasa, if she beautifies herself. The Gemara teaches that there are also a number of cases where a widow loses this Tnaik Suba. She's only allowed to live in this house if her husband left a spacious home, but not if it's small. She loses this Tnaik Suba if she demands her Ksuba in the Bezdin. She loses this Tnaik Suba if she sold her Ksuba, used it as a mashkin, or designated one of the lands that were written to her in her Ksuba as payment for a loan. The Mishnah taught, Kacho Ya'anche Yerushalayim Kaisvin. Anche Galil hoyu kaisin ka Anche Yerushalayim. Anche Yerushalayim Anche Galil wrote this stipulation cited above that it is her choice. As long as she does not get married or does not demand her ksuba, she is entitled to support from her husband's estate. She has the option to stay and be supported. However, Anche Yehuda hoyu kaisin, Anche Yerza ha-Yerushan liten loch ksuba saich. Anche Yehuda wrote this stipulation as being their choice. As long as the Yerushim did not give her the ksuba, she's entitled to support from her husband's estate. They have the option to give her the ksuba and are then no longer obligated to support her. The Gemara teaches that Rav ruled like Anche Yehuda, and that's what they did in most of Babel. Shmuel ruled like Anche Yerushalayim, Anche Galil, and that's what they did in Narda and its surrounding cities. Therefore, if the husband is from one place and the wife from another place, we follow the way it is in the place of the husband, because a married couple typically settles in the place of the husband. The Gemara presents a related machlokes. Almana, a widow who is demanding her ksuba payment from the estate of her husband. Rav Amar Shaman Mashallah. We deduct from the ksuba the value of the clothing and jewelry that she received from the estate. Ushmol Amar, Ein Shaman Mashallah. We do not deduct from the ksuba the worth of the clothing and jewelry that she received from the estate. And the Gemara rules like Rav. The Gemara explains that this is only now that they are no longer married. However, while they are married, a husband does not have ownership of his wife's clothing and jewelry. The Gemara concludes with one more related teaching. Amar lemezainis, riba lemezainis. If a husband said about a specific property, it is lemezainis, he is providing an additional source for his widow to be supported. Amar bimezainis, katzitz lemezainis. If a husband said about a specific property, it is bimezainis, he is limiting her support to be from that property. Hanulach Narish Nispatato, we have Baruch Hashem completed the fourth parak of Masechet Ksubas, and we begin the fifth parak Af Al Pi Be'ez Hashem. Zok the Mishnah, Af Al Pi She'amru Besula Goyvim Masayim V'almana Manam, and Ratzal Ha'isif Afila Meya Mana Yosef. Even though there is a set amount in the Ksuba of 200 Zuz for Besula and 100 Zuz for Almana, nevertheless, a person is allowed to add as much as he wants to this amount. The Mishnah proceeds and presents a machlokes. The Tanakhama says, "Nis armalo ein nisgarsha, beimin the erusin, beimin an nisuin, goyves akol." A woman who divorces from erusin and nisuin receives the whole ksuba, both the basic amount and the added amount. Rav Nazaria Omer, "Min an nisuin goyves akol, min the erusin besula goyves masayim v'almana mana." Shloi kasev la el almanas lekaintsa. A woman who divorces from nisuin receives the whole ksuba, both the basic amount and the added amount. But a woman who divorces from Erisin receives only the basic amount, because what a husband adds from his own desire is with the intent that he will fully marry her. The Mishnah proceeds and presents another machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im Ratza, Kaisiv Lebesula Shtar Shel Masayim, Vehi Kaisevis Hiskabalti Mimcha Mana, Ula Mana Mana, Vehi Kaisevis Hiskabalti Mimcha Chamishim Zuz. A person may write his wife the right amount for her in the Ksuba, and she may give him a receipt that she received part of it. The ksuba may not be less than 200 zuz for a besula and 100 zuz for an almana. The Gemara explains that the tnai ksuba and the tosefes ksuba, the extra amount that the husband added to her ksuba, are considered part of the ksuba itself, regarding 14 halachas discussed in various parts of this masechta.